Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Now we're ready?
We ready.
Sammy?
Ready.
Yes.
Coming to you from the Glasshouse Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
All right, who went? Who went to Taylor Swift?
Not me.
None of you clowns went to Taylor Swift?
Did you?
I thought...
No, I was working. Well, I could have went Sunday, but Sunday, Taylor Swift didn't go until like midnight because it was a 4-hour rain delay.
You know, we were 3 out of 10 that did not go, I think.
Everybody went. Taylor Swift literally shut down Nashville, Tennessee, to the point where people, like if you were a local, you just didn't come downtown. You're like, oh, Taylor's playing. I'm not coming. That along with other people. But I did see our good friend Brian, the web guy, went last night in the rain. So I thought that was interesting.
Didn't it get over at like 2:30 or something? 1:30?
It went till 2 a.m. I was just falling asleep and I was getting like, oh, Taylor Swift just got on stage. It was midnight.
Dedication.
All right. So no, I for sure thought you guys were Swifties.
No.
Nothing?
No. I mean, I respect her, but I'm not a Swiftie.
I was like, I won't pay over $150.
I also have a job that requires me to tour on the weekends, so.
Oh, so you definitely weren't gone. Oh, you could have went Sunday though, maybe.
No.
By the time you got home, what time? What so we're going to talk about Old Dominion because they're back on the road.
Yep.
So what is it now? Is it full on? Is he healed? I saw like there's a chair at the end of the stage. How's it look out there?
I mean, it's a variation of a high energy performance. He usually runs around on the stage. He obviously can't do that, but he walks around with a crutch and he has two different stools and stands in place and sits and sings. And the other guys run around as much as they can. So. Still a very entertaining show, just a little different than what he's used to.
Okay.
I saw a video that was like, where he's like, I can feel it in my pelvis.
Oh, yeah. No, that was, I was standing in the pit when he decided to scream that. I don't know. I did joke with him about it because I was like, what was going through your mind? He was trying to get the crowd like pumped up and he had just talked about like, he kind of, not necessarily apologized, but, you know, apologized in the fact like, hey, thanks for having us, even though I'm not 100%. We want to give you the best show that we can. So he was trying to get the crowd, like, hyped up, and everybody was screaming, and he just, like, I don't know what took over him, but he was just like, I want to feel it in my pelvis. And then I was standing next to our social media guy, Ethan, and I looked at him, and I was like, just wide-eyed, and I'm like, did he really just say that? So I, like, texted our group chat the exact quote, because a lot of people... You know, they have jobs, so they're not necessarily in the pit. I just happened to be there because my aunt and uncle were there at that show. And I texted him. I was like, this is what Matthew just said. And immediately we decided, well, it was Ethan's idea, but I definitely agreed with that he was going to splice that and put it on the internet with a Michael Scott Office quote right after. I said, that's what she said.
That's probably the video I saw.
So, yeah, if you look on Old Dominion's Instagram, that was a collaborative effort of thinking that pelvis jokes are funny because...
They are.
They are funny. It truly is. And it was a unscripted moment that I think was like the highlight of my weekend, honestly.
Now you got to see if he keeps it in next weekend.
No, I think that's just like a one-off thing. It was a joke. You can't repeat the same joke. No, it's not as funny.
He's like, well, I got a good laugh the last time. Well, it's good you guys are back on the road. I feel like you're in your wheelhouse when you're on the road. I see your Instagram posts. You're like super happy. You're having a blast.
I do love being on the road. Yes, it's very exhausting, but... I like it. I don't know. I'm happy to be there.
So let's talk about Las Vegas because you were out in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, that feels like a lifetime.
I know.
At this point.
Because it was like the weekend before you went back out on the road, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably like 3 weeks ago now. I went to Vegas for way too long, but I was out there for my friend's 40th birthday. So we had 26 of us that went and we rented the penthouse presidential suite of the Flamingo. Had a pool party.
26 people?
Yeah. Who has 26 friends when they're 40? Jackie Stevens does. She's a great human. But wow. It was fantastic. Jackie was born there, so we went back there to celebrate her 40th. She loves gambling. She loves all things Vegas. I cannot express to you how much I am not a Vegas gal, but I love Jackie enough that I went with all my friends, and I did have a lot of fun. But I probably wouldn't be sad if I never went back, except for that I'm going back this fall for a show. But, you know, YOLO.
You would be going back really soon if the ACMs were back in Vegas. But the ACMs are where now? It's this week.
Frisco, Texas. I leave tomorrow. Frisco, Texas at the Star, which is where the Cowboys practice. And they're hosting it there.
Is Old Dominion playing?
They are not playing, but they will be there. And
nominated.
They are nominated for Vocal Group of the Year.
They're going to win.
I think 4 or 5 years. So
in a row? They have?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to win.
Name another group than them. Like another better group than them.
Ooh.
You can't.
Can't do it.
Alabama? I mean, current?
Yeah. Like, what do you think? Alabama's still trying to get ACMs?
I mean, I would take one if it doesn't even matter.
You're not in a group, Chuck.
That's true. Technically, I could still get new male vocalist of the year.
How's that going for you?
It's not going well. So I'm just.
Oh, you could because you've.
Because I've never been nominated for new male vocalist. Okay. Remember we went over
this. We'll nominate you next year.
I won't.
We didn't talk about you.
Have you guys ever heard of Lovers and Friends Festival? Huge festival in Las Vegas. Did you see a lot of like stuff in Vegas for it while you were there?
I actually saw zero things. I've never heard of this festival.
All right. Same. This is the festival. And this is the festival that my wife left me for.
Wait a minute. I think I saw this last night like on social media. And I was like, is this a thing?
It's a real thing. Missy Elliott, Mariah Carey, Pitbull, Usher, Christina Aguilera, Miguel, Summer Walker. I don't know these people. Okay. Chris Brown, 50 Cent, Boyz II Men, Lil' Kim, Eve, Soulja Boy, Da Brat, Nelly, Busta Rhymes, Flo Rida, Master P, Shaggy, Jagged Edge, Blackstreet, Genuine.
Oh my gosh, Genuine.
All on one festival.
Are you kidding me? All I would have gone.
All on one festival, all on one day.
That'd be so good.
The same day. So my wife goes, Cassie says, hey, I'm going to go to this festival. It's in Las Vegas. I'm going to go with Brittany Aldine. I said, awesome. When is it? She's like, well, it's a Saturday. And I'm like, well, I can't go. She's like, I know. Is it okay? And I'm like, I mean, yes, it's okay. Go have fun. It's great. And she went. And she sent videos, and it looked amazing.
How do they fit them all in one day?
I don't know. It starts like at noon. They have three different stages. And it's one of those things where like there's a big stage here, then it splits in two. There's another stage, and there's like a smaller stage. And they all go during the whole day.
One of my friends went and like added on Instagram, and I was like, are you kidding me? Where is this? And like Vegas. It was so good.
It was really good.
Is it the first year?
I don't know about that actually, but I already know that the girl's already committed to go next year. So,
probably.
And I'm going to go to next year. So I have to go to next year's.
I'm
in. It looked fun. Yeah. And then, but the biggest thing was she's like, did you hear about Usher and Chris Brown? I'm like, why would I hear about Usher and Chris Brown?
Yeah. What?
She says, oh, there's a lot of drama. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, well, apparently Chris Brown hit Usher backstage.
Oh, you mean like he hit Rihanna 10 years ago and somehow we still celebrate that piece of shit?
I know.
Wow, color me shocked.
Oh, I'm not shocked by that. I'm just shocked by, does my wife have intel on this? So 50 Cent gets on stage and starts talking smack on Chris Brown.
Good. About, good.
Yeah.
I'm on Team 50.
So now I am too. Now Team 50, I would not mess with Team 50. 50. 50.
Team 50.
Team 50.
50 Cent.
Anyway, so Lovers and Friends, look it up. Friends and Lovers show.
Doesn't sound like Lovers and Friends.
Friends and Lovers, besides Chris Brown and Usher. Yeah. I think there was a beef because Chris Brown was mad that Usher is having success. Something like that.
What?
I don't know. I'm here to start rumors.
Okay, it's going to be on TMZ. You can break the story to TMZ.
Key West Songwriter Festival. You guys ever been?
I wish.
I have never been to Key West. I was supposed to go to Key West at the beginning of this year, and then the old Elvis Presley gate happened, and I did not go on that trip, so I still have never been to Key West.
Me neither. I went by myself last year.
To what?
Key West.
Just not to the songwriter?
Just myself, no.
Actually, I do remember that. That was awesome. That's when you made friends and everything. Cool. Yeah.
But I was like, why wouldn't I wait until Key West, like the festival? Because I heard so much about it down there.
Yeah, you should have done that. But then again, I feel like then it would have been so much more expensive because it would have been high traffic time.
Yes.
Key West is my brother got married in Key West. He loves Key West. Here's the thing about Key West is if you've never been to Key West, like Sammy, the beaches there, I thought the beaches were going to be like these luxurious, lots of sand, so much room to lay out. How is it?
You
didn't see
like
any, did
like
you?
Breaking the bottom of your feet trying to walk
100%.
Out.
100%.
It's so rocky and...
Rocks. Cool. I think there's like, you have to go to one of the private resorts.
Yeah.
So then why do people love there's going?
No I don't know. That's what I... Key West is not... Key West is my favorite if you want to do like the bars.
Like
circuit.
Sand bars?
Yeah. Like, the bar circuit right there. It's kind of like, it reminds me of like, like Memphis or Louisiana, Bourbon Street. That it reminds me of that vibe on the beach, which is cool. Mm-hmm. But
you're not going to find a beach.
But beach-wise.
No, when I went to one, it was a state park, and I paid like $6 to get in, and then I couldn't lay anywhere because there was rocks.
You paid $6 to get into a state park at Key West? Jesus.
Because I didn't know what I didn't. They were laughing at me. I'm like, where are the nice beaches? They're like, you're an idiot. You should have known there's no beaches here.
Oh, even the locals were saying that.
Yeah.
So most of the time, they go like out on a boat to like the smaller keys, and that's where you find like the nice.
Oh, so you got to be rich.
Kind of island.
You got to have access to a boat.
Basically.
Did you know that Trisha Yearwood is selling her house here in Nashville?
Yeah.
And I didn't know this, where Trisha and Garth, okay, if you're looking for real estate in Tennessee, Trisha and Garth now are selling their Nashville home for $4.5 million, which I was actually like, oh.
I think we could go in on that together.
I mean, it's where she did her Trisha's Southern Kitchen. It's where she filmed all of her episodes.
I saw that and I was surprised she would sell it because I'm like, she bought it, I think, in like 2000 or something.
She bought it in 2000. She said she loved it so much that even when I moved to Oklahoma, I just couldn't part with the house. So Garth and I would make the house home base when we were in Nashville.
Why would you not keep it?
At this point, right?
Yeah.
It's not like she needs the money.
It's like nostalgic, you know? It's like your house. I don't know. That's just me. It's like I never want to sell my house.
Can we go back to Old Dominion? Did they extend their tour?
I mean, yes.
The No Bad Vibes?
They just extended it all the way through. Actually, I just got the notification that to the public, they've announced now, as of whatever today's date is, May 8th, that we have two Hawaiian shows at the beginning of 2024. That's kind of been a secret in the works that I was excited about, but now it's out to the public. So
that's
all the way...
Cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Hawaii.
September through December is a lot of American dates, and then... not that Hawaii is not America, but we did a lot of Canada this spring. So I feel like it's more, and it's bigger arenas. Like we're playing Bridgestone and we're playing, larger venues in general. But now we get to tell everybody that we're also going to Hawaii, and I've never been to Hawaii. So I'm very excited. Hopefully I still have a job there and I get to go.
Honolulu? I would guess remember Honolulu. Or Maui. Honolulu. I bet you it's Maui and Honolulu.
I bet you you're probably right, but let me double check because now I can't remember. Nope, that's not it.
Playing a show in Hawaii is really, really interesting. I did a show there with Lee Bryce, and I didn't know what to expect because I just think sands, beaches, and all that stuff. Did you find it?
Yeah. New shows added in Honolulu on 1-4 in Kalulai?
Kalulu?
How do I say that? K-A-H-L-U-L-U-I. On 1-6. Tickets on sale Friday.
I'm in. I'm going to the one that you can't pronounce.
Kalulai. How do you say that? I feel dumb.
I feel like, I think it's the island.
There has to be a way.
Kalului. There's only one L. I'm adding too many L's. Wait, no. There's two L's. No, I don't know.
Are you sure that's public?
Yeah, no, it's on Instagram.
Oh, I wasn't.
I'm literally reading it off Instagram.
I just saw Nashville is the 15th, December.
December 15th, yes. That's kind of the end of, well, until now, the No Bad Vibes tour. That was the cherry on top, Nashville, Tennessee.
I think you're going to like Hawaii. I think you're going to love Hawaii,
I mean, I don't know how I couldn't.
I think, well, Honolulu is like a city, so it's a different vibe. The Kalulai, yeah. I think it's where they filmed Jurassic Park, so I think you're going to love that. And then if they're ever going to the big mount or big island, which is Kona, I love Kona.
I feel like I have to do some research and make it a trip, go out early, and maybe I'll spend New Year's Eve there and then just be ready to work. Who knows?
Yes. I would.
Make a little fun out of it. Stay, because I have no idea what the dates are after that show date, so I don't know if we have to get back and like hit the ground running again, or I don't know. So your guess is as good as mine at this point, but we shall see.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
How do you feel about Morgan Wallen canceling right up to? Is that a good move or a bad move?
It's a terrible move.
I have my thoughts on it, but
yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I feel like, so Morgan Wallen canceled. Basically, all of his openers went on, okay, and then he's just like, "Sorry, I can't go on." And I think what he was saying is that I thought I was going to be good, but then he ended up not being good. I've been in that situation where I've been super sick, and I know usually by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're not better by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's only going to get worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think he still had time. So but I don't know.
Was that his management?
Everybody's different, I guess.
Do you think they were saying like they should have directed him better? I don't know. As far as
he said, he wasn't quite 100%.
Well, that was the statement he released like after that, before his next show.
Oh, for the next shows, yeah. He's still like not 100%.
Yeah, but he's still gonna go out. Or he already did. But I was like, yeah.
I don't know. Weird. If you can't sing at all, then that's one. If you can't sing at all, I feel like you're going to know the day of. This doesn't just get better.
Mm-hmm. I just think the public doesn't know the real story. And so that's why I think it's a shitty move.
True.
And when it's just on the screen and he's not able to like say it himself, it's just like a screen that says, we apologize or I apologize.
So was his Instagram story.
Show's over.
Yeah. Some things just don't add up.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're Morgan Wallen, you get 352,000 chances because you break every record on the that has ever existed ever. Mm-hmm. People will still consume his music. He'll still be a walking dollar sign for those that are around him. So protect him at all costs.
See, what I would do, you know, does he say if he's going to do for the rescheduled date, are they going to give money back? I would give everybody their money back.
Yeah, he said that. It was a refund thing. So they all get to see those people for free, like Hardy and...
I would give everybody their money back
and then still do the show.
I don't think he is, because he already went there the night before. So people were saying like, oh, I guess she should have got tickets to the first show. The night before, like that was the second night in that city.
That's interesting. I bet you there is something going on. Because if he did a full show the night before and then all of a sudden he can't do the show. Because usually if you're sick, you're like creeping into it. You're like, man, I'm not starting to feel good. I don't know. I don't want to.
But there were rumors and stuff I saw.
What's the rumors?
Like security guards.
What? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That guy was a douchebag, yeah, though. I was like, wow.
That wasn't
real. No, and people like debunked that. They're like, no, he's lying.
Right. It was like a security guy saying that he was like too wasted. He couldn't even like walk.
No way. Well,
but
I mean.
But they like realized that wasn't real. If there
were a plethora of rumors circling around what could have gone. I do think that the least truthful one is that he lost his voice.
Really?
Yes.
But there were
Okay, excuse me. Lost his voice because he was sick and under the weather.
Okay.
I think that's the least truthful one. Do I know any of these things to be confirmed true? No. But I'm not stupid. And patterns repeat themselves. And if the writing is on the wall, how long are we going to ignore it? We don't know. As long as you're making money, let's ignore the flaming red signs.
Yeah, that's true. Like, if he does need help with something, they need to help him.
As far as, like, a drinking problem?
Yeah, if that's it, like, you need to help. Otherwise, he's going to go spiraling down.
They'll still make money off him.
That's why it's sad. That's why I was like, management?
It's terrible.
They need to...
It hurts my soul.
Do better.
Is he nominated for Entertainer of the Year?
He sure is.
Yeah.
There's no way he's going to win it now.
You don't think so?
I think that the...
already done, though?
I think that award shows... You think that the CEO of the ACMs can't come in and change voting? You don't think that voting is political?
Remember we had Damon Whiteside on our podcast. Remember that?
But CMAs and ACMs are industry-based votes. You know, the CMT awards are what the fans vote on.
True.
And I genuinely do not think that... I mean, do I have any basis of this? No, it's just strictly an opinion, but I have a hard time believing that he will win because of canceling the show.
I think Carrie Underwood's going to win.
Who?
Carrie Underwood.
You said that, and I don't think so, but it'll be a surprise to me.
You were out on the road when we did this podcast, and we said all of our winners of ACMs, and I said Carrie Underwood because, back to who votes on the awards, that it's industry voted, and I believe that Carrie is doing everything to shake all of the right industry hands that vote on that particular.
Hasn't she been doing that since 2004 when she won American Idol?
Yes, but
the greatest thing they could give her was a split winning award with Thomas Rhett in 2019.
I think they feel bad for it now.
Or 2020. That was such a slap in the face.
I agree.
Whatever year that was, I would have laughed in their face.
To Thomas.
You can't give her or him, either one, a full award. You're going to split it? That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Well,
Entertainer of the year. There's too. No way like a that, big, there's the no biggest way award of the
split.
Night.
There's no way
it's
split.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. It's there's just that it is icky. It's icky.
Icky is a great word to describe it. That is weird. Not the vibes.
Do better.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Do better, ACMs.
Do better.
And bring the damn show back to Nashville or don't. Keep Vegas. It in Vegas or something.
Vegas. I never went when it was in Vegas.
It's it, there's a nostalgia about it. Like if you have it out in Vegas, I mean shit. Everybody knows what the bars go to. Everybody, all the fans know what hotel to go to, what hallways to wait for their favorite person, where the autograph things are, all that good shit.
Why do they have to change it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Maybe it's broken. We
maybe
don't
it
know.
Was. Yeah, maybe it was broke.
Was it broken?
I don't know. Maybe it was they weren't getting ratings, I guess, or something. Maybe. Or maybe it's just cheaper to do it in Texas.
I think all of those things are probably correct.
Yeah.
And I do feel like, you know, if you think of Las Vegas, yeah, the people who are going to the ACMs, like artists, management, whatever it may be, that's actually working. Yeah, they know all the bars to go to and all of those things. But just think about like the average Nevada resident or whatever. Like, I just feel like those are not the prime country music target audience. Yeah. Frisco, Texas feels like a prime country music target audience.
True.
So I don't know if that's any reasoning behind it. I'm sure there's multiple reasons why they changed it, but it feels like maybe it's a little more accessible to fans to enjoy than it would be in Vegas. I mean, Vegas is very expensive, so the average person who wants to go to an award show probably can't afford it.
Oh. I'm looking up Frisco, Texas. I'm a visual guy. It's right on the outskirts of Dallas. Like, literally probably like... It'd be like if you were in Nashville, Tennessee, going to Franklin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it feels like, or
they're
looks
going
like.
Going through the big D.
Don't mean.
They do mean Dallas.
Well, that should be good, and that's the same place they're going to do CMT Awards, Frisco as well.
That they already did the CMT.
No, they already did.
Or they already
Awards.
Did it.
They did that in Austin.
Austin.
Yeah. See, everything's in Texas. I'm confused. No, iHeart Country Fest is this weekend in Austin.
It is.
Yeah.
What are you doing for that?
Wrangling Bobby.
Oh, you're his little...
Making sure he gets to where he needs to be on time. No. Are you Wrangler.
That's a nice way of saying bitch boy.
I don't know. He doesn't tell me to go do things. He doesn't say, hey, give me water. Get me this. I just make sure...
You just do it. No. That means he's really got you trained.
No, all I do is make sure he's on stage when he needs to be. And that he goes back in his dressing room. And then I'm like, I'll see you later.
No, like, keep telling us what you do for him so we can know
I'm
that.
Serious.
I know.
I've never gotten him water there or food.
I bet you $100 the first thing you. I bet you the first out of the first five things you do for him when you're in Texas, you're going to get him water.
Never gotten him water.
You have to be honest with us when you get back.
Okay. I've driven him around.
Oh my God. Old driving Miss Daisy over there. No, I'm not his bitch boy. I just do it. I know what I'm doing.
You can ask him. I do not get
I'm
water.
Just kidding. Hey, whatever makes you happy. Let's talk about your happiness. You love to run, right? Yeah. How was the marathon?
Well, I didn't train before it, so that was the problem. The most I did was 2 miles. And I did the half.
Training for it?
Yeah, I didn't train.
You never ran past 2 miles?
No. No. So it's not good.
And how did you
My
do?
My hips hurt so bad. My time was bad. The only thing that was good was the weather.
It was
really
beautiful.
Bad.
I was out of town when it was happening.
Really?
Yeah. I was in Napa Valley.
Oh, look at you.
And more beautiful weather. Okay. I did. You know what I did in the day of the race?
What?
In honor of the race, I ran 5 miles.
Wow. Okay.
So that
good
was
job.
Fun. It was good. In the vineyards.
That's pretty. I've never ran in a vineyard.
Through the vineyards.
Yeah. I saw Dirk Bentley walking barefoot.
Through the vineyards?
No, in Nashville. Do you know how his wife runs the marathon? So I just
Yeah, she's a big runner.
Randomly. I was like, who is this guy walking barefoot on the streets? And it was Dirk.
Of course it was.
Dogs.
Why wouldn't he put shoes on? If you're Dirk Bentley and you're about to go watch your wife run in the rock and roll music marathon, why would you not put shoes on?
He likes to be one with the earth.
Mm.
He's even said that. He's like, I don't wear... shoes.
Is he a barefooter on stage now? Well, no, he wears boots.
I don't know about that. I think when he's in Colorado, you know, he's always in nature.
Mm.
So he's
he has a place in Telluride. I think. Yeah. Telluride. Yeah.
Telluride.
So does Jewel.
Really? Jewel?
Yeah. You know who told us all this? The postman. We had to deliver something at the post office, and Jason was with us, and the post office guy immediately recognizes Jason. He goes, "Hey man, you doing good? Having a good time in Telluride? Hey, you know who else lives here? Dierks Bentley."
Thank you.
And Jason was just like, cool.
That feels really illegal to just like share someone's information.
And then he goes, "Oh, you know who else lives here besides Dierks? Jewel. You know Jewel?"
Like I bet he told the street name too.
I mean, he was going, he's like, okay, all right. And we're just like, let's get the F out of here.
Does Jason still have his old house?
Which old house?
The resort.
Yes.
He's going to keep both?
Yeah, the big one?
Yeah.
Is that a rumor that he doesn't have it?
No, I was genuinely curious. Because they were adding pictures of their new house. And I was like, do they keep their old house?
They have multiple houses.
Why would you sell that nice
house? No, they have
the pool.
They have their main house, right? The big one. You've been there, right? The big one?
Yes, Chuck.
And then have you been there?
No. Mm. Nah.
I worked there for 3 days, remember? You had a baby shower there, remember?
That's right.
Yeah, there's been multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen pictures.
That would require you to remember things about me.
That's true.
Yeah.
I have a bad memory.
When's Abby's birthday?
We just
talked. I don't want to talk about birthdays.
I forget your birthday. I honestly forgot his birthday.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about birthdays.
Is it June? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. See, I was right.
Great.
Keep going.
Well, what was I going to say?
Their house.
Oh.
They're keeping it.
The big house. They got the big house. They have another house on a golf course. Is that the one you're talking about?
I don't know if they want us just don't know. I only know
I said
two.
They have a house on a golf course.
I know. I only know of two, though. So you can
And then they
two.
Have a house in Turks.
Oh, I knew that.
And then they have a house in Florida. Four.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if you're going to get rid of one, you might as well get rid of all of them, except one. So they have plenty of houses. But they're also in the real estate game. So they'll eventually sell them.
Oh, my God.
They flip the houses.
Yeah.
Which I don't know who's gonna buy the resort from Cabo.
Oh, there was one that Luke Bryan was selling in Florida. Did you see that? It was going for like an insane. I was like, who could ever buy that?
There's a lot of rich people in the world.
That is true. I forget about
it. They have the 1% of the 1% can buy those houses. So they have a clientele. Literally, I think there's just a rich person that goes around and says, "Hey, I got these houses around the world, and which one do you want?"
Every time I drive through Bell Mead, I get depressed.
There's a lot out there. Yeah, that's like old family
money.
Yeah,
it's old money.
What do these people do?
Bell Mead's old money.
Their daddy invented maple syrup or something ridiculous. So.
That's true.
Their granddaddy at this point, yeah. I don't know.
This guy used to hang out with George Washington.
Yeah, for real.
It's still depressing. Anyway.
All right, CMA Fest is less than a month away. What's on the agenda? Anybody got anything? Big plans? Old Dominion?
Old Dominion is playing Saturday, June 10th, and I will be working that. So as of right now, that is... they have like other... you know, odds and ends, things that will be happening throughout the weekend. I'm not entirely sure of all the logistics in the specifics, but I do know that they're performing June 10th. I got that one on my calendar. So if you're going to the show, see you there. Yeah, stadium.
Woo!
Boom.
I'm just going for fun.
Will you wear like a, what, do you have to wear an outfit or an outfit? Do you have to wear Old Dominion stuff when you work for them?
No.
You can wear whatever you want?
I mean, stage blacks, I usually try and keep that. You wear black so you're not like a
sticking
neon
out
sign on the stage when you're running things out there. So I usually wear jeans and a black shirt or black pants and a black shirt.
All right. So if you see Sammy Saturday, Nissan Stadium, she'll be the one in black.
Yep. And I will be the only one without a beard.
Oh, okay. So super easy to
beard. I will have a blonde ponytail and no beard, and I'll probably be wearing a black tennis dress, which is a bit different than every single other person that will be on the stage with me. So,
I think I saw you on Instagram handing out shots.
I do. I hand out tequila shots. Hand out tequila shots, get their waters, their preferred drinks set up before they go on stage. And then at the end, usually they get off the stage, and then they do a team shot off stage before they go and do the encore. But since Ramsey cannot effectively crutch off stage quickly and then get back up, I just bring the shots out to them and they do it with the crowd instead. So same, but different. Instead of them having a team bonding moment, they crowd bond and then they don't leave the stage and just keep doing their encore.
That That's so fun.
Does Bobby do anything for CMA Fest? Bobby Bones?
Mm-mm. Mm. No. Some of the people host one night.
That's what I thought. Don't, cause
I don't think he is.
Not that I know. iHeart's not hosting the stadium show this year?
I think like Lunchbox, Morgan, Eddie.
Oh.
What night are they?
I'm not sure.
Because I know that like each,
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's usually
each
like different.
Company has a night. So iHeart is one, Cumulus, you know, Odyssey, yeah. Whatever it may be.
Yes. I don't know what night they are. I haven't even looked at the schedule.
I hope it's June 10th and then you should come with them.
Oh, I'm going to go every night.
Well I know, but then I know, but I'm just saying that then you should come with them like backstage, hang out with me.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll try.
Yeah.
If I get invited, I'm never invited.
She's like, I'm going. It doesn't matter. I'm like, that's not what I was saying.
I'm on the same page. Okay. Yeah. You want me to like be back there
and we're back.
Not part of the audience.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'll find you wherever you are.
No, that'd be fun though.
I don't know if I'm going to go to any other nights. I mean, I'm sure I will want to once the time is here, but like thinking about that right now has got me exhausted.
Yeah. I'm already tired. It's a lot.
I try and keep a positive, like, I'm never going to not love live music. I will always love live music, but there is a time like right now, fresh off the road, I'm like, damn.
No more live music.
Yeah, I was like, I need a nap. Like the thought of going to a concert right now makes me like a little bit want to cry, but I know that if I had to rally and we went tonight, like I would have the best time. And tomorrow I'll be super pumped and ready to go. It's just like that first day. I'm like, oh God, I can't do this. My feet, my hips, my back, my brain.
And no, they say it's glamorous.
It is. There are a lot of glamorous parts. It is just much the less best, consistent yeah. than you think.
The best part is like, you know, being on stage and the why you go there. It's all that in between stuff, like getting there, setting up, tearing down. No, I don't think anybody likes that. I talked to a comedian. We're thinking about bringing a show here at the Woolworth Theater, and I talked to a pretty well comedian that's trying to, you know, stay home. He wants to stay home and off the road, and he lives here in Murfreesboro, and he's lived here for 20 years and had no idea. And he's like, man, I got to get off the road. He's like, I can't do it anymore. And he's been traveling for 20 years, going to comedy clubs all over the place, and he's been in movies. Like, a lot of people know who he is, so he's just like, man, I love being on stage, but it's everything else. He's like, I can't do it. And he's like, I'm old. He goes, I missed my kids growing up from when they were 3 years old to 17 now and 22, I think. And then that makes me think about Tucker. I'm like, oh man. I'm kind of glad. Like I mean, I love touring, but I'm also kind of glad that I'm home too. You know.
That's why I feel like so many people are like taking their family on the road now.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
a lot of people are.
You either got to be a huge star where you can afford to do that, because new artists can't afford to do that. And if they are doing that, they probably take two buses out and it just takes more money out of their pocket.
Yeah.
So they make sure they do it, but then they don't make any money.
Isn't Walker Hayes taking his whole family out? And like his daughter's like one of the backup dancers or something?
I mean, I do see his daughter, like his older daughter, yeah. Right? Yeah.
The one that did like the fancy life or whatever.
She's on I don't know if they're all out there. He's got like six kids.
Yeah.
Seven. I mean,
they're homeschooled.
For him, it's probably cheaper to take him on the road.
I know.
It's like, just get a bus. It's good. Can't fly y'all. We're gonna ride together. But he's on fire right now, though. He's making good money. I assume.
Me too.
Yeah. I guess he just played Red Rock, or no. What's the Denver one? Red Rocks?
Red Rocks is in Colorado.
Yeah, Red.
Isn't that like Boulder?
I'm going there in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, that's Red Rocks. I
mean, the one where the one where it's built into the thing.
Yeah, Red Rocks.
Yeah, so Red Rocks. He just played Red Rocks, and he had his whole family there.
He did.
Yeah. So I would guess he's getting probably like at least $50,000 a show, at least.
I feel like that Applebee's commercial has got to pay for one of those kids' college education.
I know.
Right, now I need six more songs. All right, thanks for that one. It's good. You did good.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, CMA Fest. So June 5th is Folds of Honor, softball, celebrity softball tournament. Jelly Roll and Jimmy Allen are your captains for each individual team.
Are you playing?
I'm going to play in it. I'm going to play in it this year. I don't know what team yet. Jelly Rolls or Jimmy Allen's. I don't know what team. But I want to invite you guys, because you did see, remember when Tucker came the last one? And you guys were like hanging out.
That was fun. Oh, he even wore our shirts.
He did.
We wore your shirt. Oh, our matching.
That was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, it was 2 years ago.
Oh.
There was another one last year. Did you guys go to that one?
Yeah. We've been to both years.
Oh my God, you have to go to this year too.
Yeah.
If you guys go, let's make some jerseys. Let's make some Wix jerseys.
I'm probably not going to do that, but I will go.
I can't be biased. My coworkers are doing it, and I felt really bad that 1 year because they were on it, and then they showed me on the big screen. I'm like, calling you, and I was like, uh-oh.
Ooh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
All right. Team Chuck.
I will actually be flying back from Red Rocks in Morrison, Colorado. So.
It's Morrison, yeah.
Yeah. A couple days before. I have plenty of time to recoup. Perfect. All right.
Okay, good.
We'll be there, though.
All right, so that's Monday. And then July 7th is a thing called Voices for Valor, which is going to be here at the Woolworth Theater. And that's for the Green Berets and their families. It's a charity. Yeah.
It's usually at that one place in...
The Mule House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's here.
In Columbia. But now we're bringing it here. So it raises money for Green Berets and their families. Special guest will be me. It'll be Ray Lynn's going to come. Logan Crosby, who my cousin from marriage, however we want to call him. He's out on tour with homegirl.
Megan Maroney.
So we're good. Those three are confirmed, but also some special guests that I'm working on.
Ooh, surprise guests?
Yeah, like more famous people than basically us.
Garth?
Maybe.
Ooh, George Strait?
Maybe.
Never know. Dolly?
You never know. Maybe Trisha will show up. So awkward. Keep going. Who else? Alabama?
Yeah. Why not?
Brooks and Dunn?
Uh-huh. Who else?
Carrie Underwood.
Shenandoah.
I like when people ask me, like, hey, can you help me get Carrie Underwood to do a show? I'm like, sure. You got $500,000?
Oh, yeah, how much money you got? Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Do you think she'll sing at my wedding?
Do you see the engagement rumors?
Engagement rumors.
Actually, it's confirmed.
Okay. Yeah, what rumors? It's on confirmed. The internet.
All right, it's confirmed. Cole Swindell got engaged.
Yeah, he posted it himself.
Courtney Doolittle.
Oh, that's her name?
Yeah, I think.
Is she related to the doctor?
I don't know. Talk to the animals. Courtney Doolittle. Is that right?
I have no idea. I've never seen this woman. Let me look it up.
You haven't seen her?
No.
That's the one that's
have
been.
You?
Yeah. She's all the time with her.
Very.
I don't follow Cole Swindell.
Looks like a model.
Someone that I frequent.
She's a model, right?
I mean, she looks like it.
Let's see here.
Man, he must be really nice.
What does that mean?
She is way out of his league.
Oh shit!
Look at her. Look at those legs. Oh. Yeah, she is beautiful.
Oh fuck.
Good for them. I'm happy for them.
I am too.
Wow, she
I think
has
she's
great
super
style.
Young too. Mm. FYI.
Let's clarify the age. Over 18?
Okay, how old's Cole?
Yeah, she's way over 18.
How old's Cole?
I don't know.
Okay, there's like, so much.
Why? I didn't realize I was supposed to bring my Cole Swindell flashcards. Like, I don't know anything about this dude. I didn't even know this girl.
What the heck, man?
I'm trying to find his age, and it doesn't even say. He probably has it.
He's
blocked.
Probably 40-something.
He's 39.
39.
All right, 39. I think she might be 24.
I have so many comments that I'm just not even going to say.
Hold on. Let me find. I got to figure this out now. Yeah, it's going to bother me. Why didn't he tag her?
It's Courtney Little.
Courtney Little is way off. Doolittle. Maybe she doesn't do a lot. Maybe Courtney Little does very little, seldom. That's why I said
she does little.
She
do little.
Cool. Okay.
That's why I couldn't find her. I was like, I can't find a Courtney Doolittle. It's Courtney Little.
Courtney Little. Why didn't he? And you know what? It annoys
me. She's 23 years old.
Fuck! I was so close.
Former NBA cheerleader and owner of a boutique clothing store, the Little Sisters, has been Swindell's side, but next to what? I can't even read. Next to Cole's side, celebrating some recent milestones, including his fourth album, blah, blah, blah.
They met on
the
music video.
Now it says that she's 24, so she's had a birthday since that particular article was released.
He's going to be 40 in June, so 40 and 24. Okay.
Ooh.
Good for them.
Hey, really happy for them, guys, you know?
I am.
They both.
Why are you being a weirdo about it? Why wouldn't you be happy for them?
No, I am happy for them.
They both deserve happiness.
I agree.
Yep, I agree.
Everyone deserves happiness, right? Unless you're a bitch, then you don't.
Okay, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah,
man.
What? Tell us about your secrets over there, bud.
Abby, how would you feel if you were engaged to be married / already married to the man that you were dating when you were 24 years old?
Wait, what do you mean? I'm 32.
Okay, I'm fully aware. So let me re-ask the question the exact same way I just did. How would you feel if you were engaged and or married to the man that you were dating when you were 24 years old?
When they were 40?
Abby, this is not a difficult question. Why are you being like this? You are a 32-year-old.
I'll be ready.
I'm going to... Can we just... Anyways.
I can't. So you...
I don't get the question.
Here, one more time.
Okay, so third time's a charm. Follow me through this. You're 32 years old. Imagine that you are married.
Yes.
Right now.
Oh, yes.
You have been married to the man that you were dating when you were 24 years old.
There you go.
How would you feel? Would that be a good thing? Would that be a bad thing? Would you want to sew your head to the carpet? I'm just asking you, did you date a douchebag when you were 24, or was he a good guy and you could have made it work?
Oh, not good. So it'd be terrible.
Okay, thank you for making me ask that three times for you to give me a four-letter answer. That was great.
I thought this was like hypothetical.
Yeah,
it is hypothetical. Yeah. You're not married to the man that you were dating when you were 24. It's a hypothetical question. Oh my God.
Yeah, she's back.
We're moving on.
Yeah, we're back.
That literally made my brain melt out of my ears.
Woo!
That wasn't that hard.
And we're back. All right. I feel so much better now.
Don't say we're back because that triggers me because you've lied to me for a year and a half about being back. So
no, we're not back.
Yeah.
We're never back.
We're here for today.
We're here. We'll be back next month. We'll be
Baby.
Back after CMA Fest.
Maybe before I go to Hawaii in January of next
Guys,
year.
Guys, I'm doing my best.
That's a lie.
I'm doing the best I can with the time that I have and that you have. Because not always my time matches up with your time.
That's true.
Therefore, we run into some timing issues. Timing is everything.
It is.
So, yeah. Oh, Courtney Doolittle. Courtney Little.
Where did you get Doolittle?
I think 16 years is going to be a problem for them.
How long were they, have they been dating?
A couple years, right? Probably.
They met in the set of his music video. Like, she was the actress in it.
It's not uncommon that people do that. Like, meet, that's how they meet. Yeah. That's how Joe Don met his, well, ex-wife.
Okay. That doesn't help.
Ooh.
Anyway.
No, wait a minute. Sorry. No. And no, actually, yes. And Jay DeMarcus, I think, met his wife that way. So two out of three, really? Rascal Flatts met the people that they married through the film.
Okay.
Through the filming of the song.
Girlfriend.
Who are you looking at?
Oh, no. I was just looking if I could see when they met.
If I could turn back time.
When did they meet?
All right, love you guys.
Only a little over, like, 2 years. They've only been together 2 years.
I was only dating Cassie for 9 months.
And you knew she was
there. I knew right away.
That's what I hear.
What took him so long? That's the bigger question. Mm. You know what took him so long?
What?
Because she's so young. He wanted to make sure she was in it for the right reasons. Hopefully she is. Okay.
I wish them the best. You think you'll get invited to the wedding?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I didn't know if you guys were.
No, we're friends. Like, yeah. If we saw each other, we'd sit down and be like, what's up? Okay, what's up with you? No, I think Cole's a nice guy.
Me too.
Actually, mad at Cole. I remember when I was writing with Cole for my record, and then at the time he did not have a record deal, and I just knew him as a writer, and all of a sudden he goes, yeah, Chuck, you sing this. So he never like even sang in the room that much. And then a year later, he gets a record deal. Isn't that weird? Like he never came, like he didn't tell anybody he sang, didn't tell anybody he was trying to. He was just like, just a writer. And then all of a sudden it was like, hold on, this guy sings?
That's how life works.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
15 number ones later. I don't know. He's got a lot. He's got over 10.
Okay. What is this going to be titled? Cole Swindell?
Oh, it's going to be titled, just actually title it Taylor Swift. Everybody will go listen to it then.
Yeah, that's true.
Taylor Swift in Nashville. Actually, you know what? The Swifties, they're still here. Well, they're walking the streets right now with t-shirts. Dude. T-shirts everywhere. Swifties are everywhere.
I'm going to say Taylor Swift stopped by. That's the title.
Remember when Luke Combs broke the record or whatever down there? For the no more.
70,000?
Yeah, Taylor came in. That always bugs me about arenas or a stadium. You have a capacity. Like, you have a capacity. Like, a fire marshal will come in and give you the capacity of that place. So if you watch a football game, they'll be like, we have a capacity crowd of 64,294 people. And then Kenny Chesney will come in and break it. Most people ever in the stadium. And then Luke Combs will come in and break it. Most people ever in the stadium. Like, where does it, I want to know the real cap. Like,
it's just dependent on the stage.
I know, but there has to be a cap.
Yeah.
Legally, there has to be, like, fire marshal wise, there has to be a cap to a space. So what is that cap? Because I always wondered if that cap fire marshal wise is, let's say it's 65,000 people, and then they're bragging that they got 70,000 people in there. Then they'd be like, well, we're gonna fine you this much money for breaking code.
And guess what? That's a fart in the hurricane for Taylor Swift, so what does she care? You know what I mean? Like, oh, you guys broke the fine. Pay this $5,000 fine. She's like, okay.
Great.
That's like how much I spent on Starbucks this morning on my private jet getting back from the 3 shows that I just broke the record from.
Yeah.
I agree. It's annoying, though, how somebody can just keep breaking a record. There has to be a limit.
I know, because if they took off the entire catwalk thing down there, think of how much that would add to it. So then that's a whole nother... record.
At least 1,000 people.
At least.
That's what she's going to do next year.
Yeah.
71,000.
I know. It's just always going to keep going. So, what? Yeah, what's the actual? How many people you could fit on the floor?
You know what I'm doing before we leave?
I feel like that's going to fall.
Before we leave today.
Yeah.
I'm writing when we can meet next week. It's usually Mondays. Then we, what did we go over? We went over this in the very beginning. We said, because you're on the road.
Nothing has gone to what you said.
Bye.
Jeez.
I hate myself sometimes.
Just cut straight to that and have that be the end.
We hate you for it.
Yeah, okay.
Love country? Talk to Chuck.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.